systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, January 31st, 2011. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And we got a special guest for the first time on mic in the studio ever. Our friend Sam, what's up?
Hello, my name is Sam.
Sam is also analyzing the chat. She's been a listener of the show for a long time.
Ever.
How long have you been listening? Like
over a year, maybe like 2 years now.
Really?
Ever since Alzapalooza.
Alzapalooza?
Yeah.
That was a while ago. That was when we did, 13 hours of footage for some rock thing.
That was the Depot Park show. We were raising money for Alzheimer's.
It was our friend
Ryan Augusta, and we streamed the whole thing, got bands. Right. All the footage is on thejamhole.com. If you click live shows at the bottom, there's...
Which I think is how I met her, because Ryan Augusta happens to be associated with her father and so on and so
forth. It's a whole big thing.
We all know all of us.
So Red Fox, this is the chick I've been hanging out with a lot, and I finally have another chick friend, so it's kind of cool. So this is her.
It's very impressive.
Yeah,
I think the therapy that you're going through is really helping. You're getting rid of that jealousy. You're inviting in the positive vibes, and you're bringing hot chicks home. So hey,
the chicks that I hang out with, I just tell them you have AIDS, and it's okay. See, then they don't want to have sex with you because they're like,
that explains.
Oh, you have AIDS.
Okay. I was like, hey, bong hit. She's like, not from that bong.
She's like, okay. I brought my own. It's okay.
I'm allergic to glass.
But yeah, so I had to bring her here to show you guys. She's not a figment of my imagination. I do have a friend.
I am real.
Someone owes me $5. They're like, I bet she's Danny's invisible friend. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure she's real.
Well, come on. You know how rare it is for me to hang out with a chick and actually like her.
Because in the back of your weird, twisted mind, you think every chick is friends with you to fuck me.
No. And that's only that's true not part of the nearly time. What it is, because I've had this
half
problem my whole life.
You did that to every guy that you were probably with, huh?
Yeah, you're right. That's it. No, dude. I just can't stand regular women. They're like, oh my God, I have to go get my nails did. And do you want to come with me to go to the tanning bed? Do you want to come with me to get my hair done?
Honestly,
oh my God,
though,
do you want to go fishing? I'm not going with you. I don't think so, dude.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
What?
Nobody likes that.
Well,
we tolerate
does
that because along with that is tits and a vagina and an ass. So.
Hey, she likes fishing. She was like, we'll totally go out during the summertime.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Hmm?
I cannot wait for that one.
See? I told you, dude. And she's cool. So I've met three chicks in my life that are cool. So
Samuel?
I'm happy.
Samantha? Samuel? What do you prefer?
Sam the man.
Whatever.
Sam the manual?
Yeah.
Samuel the cocker manual?
Remember Dan the man?
The cocker spaniel manual. Gay or straight?
Straight.
Or bi?
Straight.
Bi?
Thought I was bi. No. Definitely not. Girls are fucking crazy.
So you...
Fuck that.
Like, when you say you thought, you just... You didn't know, or...
Well, you know, I kind of like girls. They're pretty, you know, and I was attracted to them. And then I went to Bellingham, and I had no intentions of anything ever happening with this girl. But she was lesbian, and she stalked me, and she
still...
Did you still
get raped?
No.
By a girl?
No.
This girl
but
still.
She, still to this day, I haven't talked to her since I left Bellingham.
And you were mean to her.
Yeah, I finally had to flip out on her because she just wouldn't stop. And
what was she doing? Like, sending you texts?
Constantly texting me, constantly, looking at anything online that she could find.
Watching
she would,
you sleep?
No.
Close
no,
enough.
But she...
So did you guys ever end up doing anything? Or
no,
she
we
just
never did anything. She was my friend in Bellingham. I didn't have very many friends over there.
Didn't you meet her on a bus?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. Just randomly met her on a bus.
Well, shit, if I had a nickel for every love story that started out, we met on a bus.
Oh, hey, yeah, she wanted it.
I was on the
it.
Lamb, she was
she
running
She definitely
away.
Wanted it.
Yeah,
it
I
was
went
kind of scary.
I went from here to Florida on a bus, so I had some fun.
So, do you think that if she wouldn't have been that creepy, would it have progressed, maybe, or?
No,
well, you moved away. You moved over here, and yeah. she's over there, and now she's still contacting you, and
well,
she's like,
no, actually, blah, blah, when blah. I was over there and I was hanging out with her, like, she would just act like a girl, you know? She just, she'd push you away and pull you in, and, like, all, she knew all we were as friends. But she put a mirror up in front of me, basically, and I saw what I was like, and I was like, oh, man. No,
I don't like
that.
This.
That is horrible. Now I understand why nobody wants to talk to me. So
before that, though, like when you were hanging out with guys or around guys, like would you get aroused? Was there like a
like were you more turned on by chicks than dudes?
No,
is what he's saying.
No.
So you were totally all.
I was
dudes.
In for guy. Like if a girl was pretty and I happened to meet her, like I was cool with that.
Just but curious with chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know. You've dibble dabbled in
yeah,
that area.
Yeah, I've done my.
Well, that was my next
bit.
Question. So, what's the furthest you've ever gone with a chick?
Oh, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell.
Oh, a classy Leslie. Okay.
I know. No, dude. I remember back in the
Dana,
day, dude.
Dana, what's the furthest she's ever gone with a chick?
Ugh, go. Me? No.
All the way, baby.
No.
You know, every night that I'm not here.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
this, you're on the couch.
Yeah, this strap-on thing's totally. Anyway, but fucking no, dude. I remember back in the day, like
I was wondering. I was like, something's missing. Where the fuck did the purple dong go?
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
I made it,
girl. Nice.
I made a strap-on thing. Anyway, fuck it. I remember back in the day when I was all into art shit and stuff. I really loved drawing the female form, and I was totally into that. And I can't help it. I don't know why. And I still to this day prefer to draw women over men. I just look sexier
well,
or whatever.
I
thought for a little bit, I'm like, you know, maybe I like chicks, and I just totally
it
do
It goes
not.
Through every girl's mind.
Right.
Like, we wonder, because women are beautiful sometimes.
Yeah,
and, like,
so
you can't help but see that they're beautiful.
It's basically just a matter of timing, then. Like, you have to be ready to just pounce when the girl is in that stage. Otherwise, you've missed it too late.
Every chick tries it.
Okay.
I think they do.
Oh, and
I think like 25% actually like it.
Yeah.
Red Fox says I took it when I came over. So okay.
Oh
well.
Okay.
Well. Just treat it with love and respect, and it'll be good to you.
Red Fox is so cute. I wish she was here so he could date you.
Well,
go on a date with you.
Soon maybe. But,
but no, dude. Every chick goes through that. Whatever. Fucking. I tried.
Yeah, Bunny on Belay whatever. Puts it very poetically. Every chick is two cocktails away from a lesbian experience.
That is very true. That's how I discovered I do not like women.
One, if the cocktail has GHB in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, before we go any further, welcome to jamhole.com. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Watch us do this live.
Don't miss it.
You can be part of the show if you do it live. You can send in text, call 406-204-4687.
That
of course,
spells got P.
Absolutely.
Or hot P.
And follow us on Twitter. We let you know when the show goes live. Keep up to date with what's going on with us. Days we're not doing the shows. And the Facebook group, of course. YouTube, lots of videos. So, thank you.
When we're not doing the show, we're pretty much thinking about the show.
We're thinking about the show or about stuff to do for the show.
You know what? You guys suck. You've ruined my life. This is all I think about all the time. I'm like,
it's crazy, right?
Jam hole. Hey, you know what? I'm at my own job, and I'm wearing my jam hole shit, promoting my jam hole shit.
Me and Brayden talked about that a long time ago. It's like you find yourself kind of living life according to, like,
to
would this be cool to talk about on
yeah.
the show?
Yeah.
And I said at the time, I was like, sometimes that's detrimental because I find myself doing just maybe dumber shit than I wouldn't normally do.
You do things to instigate crap so it happens so you could talk about it.
Yep.
And I've noticed that I do that too.
It's
and
crazy.
So you're welcome, listeners.
That just goes to show you, though, that this isn't just like a media bullshit. Like when you
right.
start a podcast, it's your life if you're into it. Some people aren't into it like that, but, you know, the people that are. I think it really shows in you know, the quality of their show and all that.
There's a difference between the people that want to do it because they want to get rich and they think it's going to fucking spark and take off
Who
or whatever.
Who started that whole thing
and
anyway?
They only do like 70-some episodes. They're like, this is bullcrap. I'm not getting anywhere. And then they pod fade. And you know what? Your content sucks because all you care about is money. And you know what? You're putting all this fucking planning and crap into it and you're not doing anything spontaneous
but the thing
on the
is,
fly. No, nothing. It's not interesting. It's all bland and boring and blah.
But you know why?
Have some compassion.
But the whole reason is the people that are in it for the money are designing their shows with that in mind.
Right.
See, we design the show with, would this be funny? Is this fun? Right. Is this, you know, interesting?
We like,
you know,
making people laugh. Right. We like the fact that we can get somebody through their fucking work day.
Right. If after that you guys are like, wow, that was awesome, here's a couple bucks, then cool. And if not, great. Like I said, it is the end of the month, thejamhole.com/donate. We had a goal of January for $250, and I'd like to say thank you guys so much. We got $40.
Oh, thanks.
Well, that's better than nothing. So,
no, yeah, true.
Thank
that,
you
but,
to whoever donated.
It is still the 31st for another couple hours. If
that's
you
right.
want to help us, the bills are expensive.
Hey,
and
you know
I
what?
Got paid today, and guess who's broke? What? This guy.
If you donate $100, I will email you a picture of some tits.
If you give $200, I will email you a picture of Danny making out with Sam.
No.
I'll give you
50. Dude, we could talk. Yeah. Yeah.
Trust.
$200. You get a picture of me making out with Sam. I promise you.
Or a video or whatever, like a 10-second clip. TheJamhole.com/donate. From now till the end of the show, that offer stands. So.
Or $100 for a pair of tits. There
the
you
shit
go.
You get me to fucking do with you, Dina.
See what you get her into?
But yeah, so anyway, I had met her previously before or whatever. She moved away. And
she's
came
a friend
back.
Of the family. Good.
Whatever. And she does the same thing I do, because I take care of my uncle the days that I'm not here, and she takes care of her dad upstairs. So when I get pissed off, I run over there and I'm like, I fucking hate this shit, blah blah blah, and I can actually talk to her because she knows what I'm talking about,
because I'll be saying the same exact thing.
Right. And when I talk to you about it, you're like, why don't you just fucking stop it, blah blah blah, and do this and do that and blah blah blah. I don't understand. And
yeah, it just
know,
seems like
say
for what you're getting out of it, the misery that you're getting into it, like it doesn't seem worth it. But I understand,
right.
It's your family and you have to do it, and that's respectable.
And so, you know, venting to you is almost
it's just
stupid. It's
okay.
It's not a good idea to even vent to you about it, because you don't understand, you've never had to do it. And I mean, you understand to a point because I've explained it. But does
okay.
it.
From my point of view, though, I only see you Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Sometimes Saturdays, sometimes
right.
Sundays.
So, but for the most part. So Thursdays. Every time you come over, you know, you're mad about that, so you're venting. It got to the point where every time I saw you, all you would do is complain about that. And that
that's,
was
that's why I
bummed.
Try to take it off of your shoulders now. She kind of bitches to me so she can come and see you and hang out and be with you.
And it's
so
been working.
We just gotta
spread
to
get
it
around.
The,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
And it's
that.
Been working, and it's really cool. And that's
and
how
it helps me stay happier and more sane. So we're kind of benefiting each other, because
she gets pretty aggravated at some shit too. So I'm like, hey dude, you know, let's go out over here, let's go have lunch, let's go to the bar, let's go do this.
MDS says, shit, $100 should get real tits, not pics. Hey, true that. And I bet for $100 you could go down the street and find yourself a quaint little hooker with hepatitis B.
Ooh.
Yeah, but MDS, they're my tits.
That is
yeah,
a good point.
Yeah, dude, come on.
They're worth $100.
They're Dana's.
You won't find those tits
Danny.
Anywhere else.
That's right. And I'm sure you'd love to
okay,
see these.
Okay, so that's awesome. Welcome. Glad to have you. Got a lot of shit to get to here, so I'll start out by saying the Hotbox live show we did on fucking Saturday at
how
the
did that
Compassion
go?
Centers of Montana for the kind of grand opening. It went really well, actually.
I would have watched, but I'm not allowed to have my computer at work anymore.
Right, I heard that.
Yes.
The room we were in was kind of small, so if you remember when we first started this show here at this studio, when we did it in there, we
reverb.
Had a... Yeah, because, yeah.
Echo.
So we kind of had that to deal with, but yeah, it was cool. We had
how'd the recording sound? Did it sound okay, or was
echoey,
it just...
Echoey, but tolerable, so...
Was it worse, like, for the live thing?
I think the recorded was better.
Okay.
Plus, I cleaned it up some. So.
Okay, but that's
yeah.
always.
But
that's cool.
I just wanted to mention it was great. They're open now. If you want to see Sandy and have her be your caregiver and get the best medical cannabis in the valley, dare I say, let alone the state, let alone the United States. Amazing.
I don't know about
and
that, but
no.
it's really good fucking weed.
And
it's the
a
best
very
in
nice
this
little place.
MDS says, good Hotbox show, but do me a favor and bring the mics next time. I know. Yeah. But that entails
did you
this
not bring?
Whole thing. No, because I had the HD camera.
Oh.
So, but that would have made the live a lot better.
Oh, well, now I feel better because I was feeling all sad and shit. I'm like, oh, man, he had to break down that crap. And
yeah, no, it was
now
cool.
Now I don't feel bad for you at all.
I just wanted to mention that. And a huge thanks to Jimmy's wife. She brought a fucking tray of brownies.
Brownies?
If you listen to the show, I introduced the show with a mouthful of brownies. I could not. They were so good.
It was
and
like,
so,
hi, bye.
So amazing. And, you know, I'm kind of munching on them during the show. And you know, by the time we were done, there was a good half a tray left.
Oh, God.
Hey, Matt, you want to take that home?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. I know I shouldn't because I'll eat them all, but yes. And holy
but
fuck.
But you didn't.
No, I shared.
But you didn't. You shared.
I got some.
Yeah.
They were so good.
You shared. You were very nice.
So that was fun. And yeah, I just wanted to mention they're open now, open for business. So go
get your
weed.
Take
care of business. And yeah, that's episode 55, I believe. Hotboxpodcast.com. Sweet. Check it. The next thing.
Hang on.
Hmm?
How high were you guys doing that show? Did
listen
you guys
to
puff
it.
Tough the entire time and eat weed shit the whole time?
But as high and just stone blaze lifted, whatever, as much as we were, not impaired to drive home.
Yeah.
Just saying, guys, yeah. You drink like I smoke, you would be in the ditch.
I guess you can get a DUI for smoking in your car.
They're trying to. They're thinking about how they want to do that. You know,
that's stupid.
But that's the topic for the hotbox.
Whatever,
so,
anyway.
I want to also give a huge fucking shout out, high five virtually through the internet to Cardiff, UK, and my beatmaker, FG.
This yeah, kid, FG, I love you.
If we were playing NBA Jam, this kid would be on fire!
Fucking A.
Remember, three fucking shots in
yes,
a row?
Yes, yes, I
he
know.
He sent me three brand new beats made just for this album.
I know. You let me sneak peek them the other day.
Wow.
Sexy. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's not just me, right?
This kid's magic.
Oh, my God.
This kid is awesome. I'm pretty
This
stoked.
Kid is Midas because it's all gold.
It's really awesome, dude. It's like you fucking... It's like that stupid gold miner show, Gold Rush or whatever. You found this little pebble, and it's worth a shit ton. It's yours.
I believe it's the yours. Phrase is a diamond in the rough.
Sure, whatever.
FG is my diamond in the rough. But yes. Yeah, this... I am so
He's
excited.
He's getting nothing but better. Every
oh,
time,
I'm, right?
Every time he sends a beat, we're like, shit, that is so good.
What was the very first FG beat we got? It was,
I don't remember.
Hit that shit. It was,
he just randomly sent it to us because he was a fan of the show and he's like, hey,
do it like
I
us?
Liked your shit. Here's a beat.
It was,
would
yeah,
you rap to this?
It was, Do It Like Us, I think.
Are you sure? It was a long time ago. Not that long, but when Sean was here.
But yeah, anyway, if you listen to the Rap Music Project, it's all free for download. You can listen to individual tracks, download each track, or get the whole thing in a zip file. You can listen to FG's early work there. And then Mozart Jones produced the other beats. But, dude, I'm so fucking excited
I'm stoked on that kid.
Finish this album and release it for you guys. Because this is just above and beyond anything we've ever put out.
I almost don't want you to go through anybody else for beats anymore besides him.
I
because
know.
He has a wide variety and he can make it. I mean, like,
yeah,
we've
but
gotten
you also
beats
have
from
to...
other people and they have a certain sound. FG has a variety of sounds. He doesn't sound like the same thing over and over. A lot of people stick with the same kind of crap, and it's like, you know, that sounds like the last one he gave
me. Except when he tries to do it, like with the hero
right,
track and then
right.
the hero part two, how it, oh
right.
my God, dude.
I mean, like, he makes shit sound so different each time, and it all sounds fucking awesome. So, yeah.
So, oh,
I'm
and
stoked.
Also, we'll start right now, I guess, if anyone wants to pre-order this album, that would really help. Me be able to get it because this one is going to be wrapped, barcoded. Like, we're going to pay a lot of money, I think, to get, you know, real CDs made. So, anyone that can kick down on that would be awesome, and it'll go towards that, and we'll get the album out. But yeah, either way, it's going to be so great. We can't give it away for free because as of right now,
yeah,
around 2,500
yeah,
into it. So,
yeah, it took you a while to pay
and
all that
honestly,
off.
If I get just what I put into it back, I'll give the rest of it for free.
Yeah.
I just want that. Here's the music. I'm so stoked to have this, dude.
And I'm happy wow. I get to be on the album.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'm singing on the album. We might get this little lady to sing on the album.
Yeah.
She has a higher pitched voice than
I need it for like two
People
tracks.
People say I can sing.
I have this raspy, sexy lady voice.
I don't know. You say raspy, but when I'm listening to that Everyday track, like, it's soulful. That I
love
so,
Well,
dude,
that's
I
what I mean.
It.
It's like... I don't know. It's just deeper, you know. It's deeper. It's more filling or whatever. She's got the higher pitch, like floaty.
Yeah, MDS says any girl has a higher pitch voice than Danny.
Oh, thanks, dude.
So I was also. Thanks. Hey, you guys heard of the site Kickstarter, right?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, hand me up. Another cigarette there, Peach.
Yeah.
No, basically, Kickstarter.com, it's a site people go to. They sign up and say you have an idea to make, let's say, like an iPhone case that no one's ever made. So you put your idea there and you put your goal. And people can go there, and if they like your idea, they can help get to that goal. And everyone that donates gets, you know, one of those when it's done. Yeah, that kind of thing. Cool. So I don't know. Can you do that for an album, like music? Like,
maybe.
I need this much to get it pressed, and everyone that donates now gets this. And
just make a page for it.
I'll have to try that. But, yeah, I definitely could use your guys' help, because I don't think I'll be able to take out a loan or
just
anything.
Just put a shit ton of tags in it, and so that way people find it everywhere and post it everywhere.
Yeah. And I mean, we could do what we did and burn them here, but I want them to be wrapped and coated and, you know, all that. Like, I want this to be the first proper real CD that I've made.
Put little donation buckets at all the little places, you know, that are personal with us, you know? Be like, hey, do this.
Going towards this album.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, do it. Be like, if you like hip-hop and you like local shit and you want to support us, here, put a buck in this. Yeah, do it. Fuck it.
So yeah, thejamhole.com/music. Get the rap music project free, and then /donate. Help us get some money going for this new album. It's about, I'd say, a quarter of the way done.
Yeah.
So.
And it's sounding
looking awesome.
Great.
Real quick, Mike Boudet. We should all collectively right now pour out a little liquor. Mike Boudet does a show called Am I Bugging You? And they've lost their first episode.
I don't have any liquor. I'm sorry, sir.
How?
That's a very painful feeling. It sucked.
Real quick, 455 episodes. How many did we lose?
One.
Interesting.
But that night sucked.
And if I recall, he's on Macs. Apple?
What?
Apple machines?
Oh.
How
many has he lost?
I thought those
were the first one, right?
Yeah, but...
How many
episodes does he have?
How many did Josh lose?
A couple, I think.
Yeah.
Also,
and he's
on
a Mac.
Apple. Weird. I thought they were... Interesting. Oh, well.
No.
Just wanted to point that out.
But yeah, the night that we lost our episode, that sucked, because it was fucking amazing.
We almost cried. There were tears.
We were so pissed off, and then we had to fucking start all over that night, because we're like, we're not going to miss an episode. And we did it again.
Whatever didn't kill us made us stronger.
We were
now,
up to like 3 in the morning doing this shit.
Now, though, we have a foolproof system.
That's right.
Assuming that we don't like lose complete powers.
Or I hit the space bar when I'm on Cool Edit.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, all right. Let's just dive into this. So this is the... Oh, man.
I can't wait to talk about
it. I've been excited for this. And not,
she knows a little bit about it, so... We'll get to all talk about this. This is good.
So on Friday, or no, it was on the Thursday or Wednesday show. I mentioned that on Friday, before the Friday show, I was going to go film.
Right, right, yeah.
A CD release party.
Right.
So.
So. And I caught the
tail
end of it.
It was someone I met from doing the Boiler Room, the spoken word stuff we've been doing every Sunday. If you go to thejamhole.com/poetryvids, that takes you to a YouTube playlist of all of them. So. I've been doing that, and got my name out there. Everyone knows me. I do the tech stuff, filming, live stream, whatever. So, I get approached on Facebook by a gentleman who will remain nameless.
Nameless.
He says, "What up, man? How you been? I'm digging the new style. Hope you can make it to the show. On that note, I was going to hit you up about filming for us. ... If you would be down to film the whole thing so I can edit up some YouTube videos, Shiloh and I would make it way worth your while. Hit me up, man."
Okay, way worth your while.
What does that mean
to everybody? Like, when somebody says, "I'll make it worth your while."
Well, let's just get through this and then maybe keep an eye on the chat and, you know,
right.
Whatever.
That, to me, in my opinion, means you're going to pay me somehow with something. And you should probably... approach me.
Maybe he meant the pleasure of watching them.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why do you keep trying to suck my dick? That's no, dude. Like, no.
He's like, no, I paid you in music.
He's down. He's under my table right now. Get out of here. Go home. Fuck.
He's going to love hearing this later.
So I reply, "Do you want me to film it and give you the raw, or am I also editing the footage? I'm down for sure. I have a mini DV cam, too, if you buy a blank tape for it. I can also get a digital HD cam. Let me know how many you want set up." So, the thing happens.
You do it.
I do it.
I show up like a half an hour before you're done.
I filmed.
Like
I got up there. They looked like they needed some time filled. Shiloh was going to go sell CDs. I was like, "You want me to do a song while you're selling CDs?"
It's hard, dude. You guys need a breather, you know.
Right.
Every person that does a fucking gig like that, and they're up there for however long, they need a breather in the middle. They usually turn on fucking DJ music or whatever.
Right.
And go have
so
a smoke,
I'm like, I'm
wipe
here.
The sweat off.
I brought my jump drive. I'll do a song, you know, whatever. Kill some time. He's
I'll
like,
be your
sure.
filler.
So I got my netbook, popped it in. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I for the first time ever performed Hands Up.
Fuck yeah, and
fuck yeah,
I
dude.
Saw the recording of that, and they
yeah,
dug it.
I have video. Kids were yeah. actually, I was like, I'm like,
they
the
put
police,
their hands
put
up.
Your hands up, and they were like, yeah, hands up. Oh, it was
fuck
so
yeah.
cool, dude.
And that's somebody even the, clapped. They're like, yay.
That song, the only place you can get it is soundcloud.com/thejamhole. It's the first track there called Dub Hop 2. My brother made the beat. I love that song. It's like one of my favorites, so it was cool to...
That's not on thejamhole.com/music?
No. It's why just not? On sound because I want that oh. to go on the new album, oh, okay. so I don't want anyone downloading it yet. Ah. But you can listen to it all you want.
You want to give that link one more time because people love that song.
SoundCloud.com/thejamhole.
Cool.
It's on the website. You'll see it. So.
Okay.
So yeah, I did that song. Everyone seemed to be digging it.
I love
so
that song.
I performed "Move Me" also.
Yeah.
So that was cool. They got back up. They did their thing. As we're wrapping up, I go up to them. I'm like, "So, how do you want to do this? Do
I
you
was
wanna-
there." When you did this too, like I was right there with you, and I, you know, after the thing's over with and after everything's done and they're not busy talking to people and
right,
anymore, that's
okay.
when you approach them about what you want to do
the,
with everything.
The kid that sent me the message, he doesn't live here, so he got into town that day, whatever, so I didn't really talk to him, you know, to really solidify no contract because yeah, they're friends I considered at that uh-huh. time. Like, I'm a film. You said you'll take care of me. I trusted that. So,
right.
cool. I left work an hour early to
make
get there
friends.
On time. Yeah.
Make
other
friends.
Kids rapping because Sean left. It's just
right.
me now. So, there it is, you
and
know?
Kind of me. You have me.
So, I go up. I'm like, do you want to just, you know, toss it to my PayPal account? Do you have cash? Whatever. He's like, yeah, no, PayPal's fine. I'm like, all right. So, do you want a torrent of them? That's what I usually do. It's HD. I had 15 gigs worth. So, that was fine. Shook hand, bump knucks, and we're out. So, the next day, I went to Shiloh's house, whose release party it was,
right,
to get paid.
Okay.
There was perhaps some miscommunication.
Let me just go ahead and say that after the party and everything, and when you approached this guy, the guy who approached you to fucking film everything... when you approached him for payment and stuff and what you wanted to do with the footage and crap, he seemed totally fine. He was like, yeah, we'll do it like this and, you know, we'll just do whatever for this. And he seemed fine.
Right.
He seemed totally like, okay,
and like
whatever.
I said, at that point, everyone's friends, so I trust you.
Right.
I have your footage, so if you want it,
and
you will pay me. That's
he
fine.
He saw that we were tearing down shit and getting ready to leave. Like, he didn't come up to you or I
exactly.
and be like, hey, here's this, you know, like,
and
handing
I
us weed or handing us whatever, any kind of payment, like, so we had, you had
right,
to approach
but
him.
I, and I understand that because they're at a thing, so you're busy. I went up to you, here's how we're doing it,
you
peace.
You weren't that busy when
well.
We were breaking down stuff,
okay.
so I'm just gonna say
so,
that.
So, I messaged him that day. I said, mm-hmm. so, I went to Shiloh's house today to get paid, and apparently he thought I was going to do this for free or something. He wanted to give me some herb. I told him I needed some cash, so I said $75 sounded fair for 3 hours of work with two cameras, not to mention I cut out of work early an hour to get there on time. So, I don't know what professionals charge, whatever. I do this as a hobby, for friends, for fun. $25 an hour seemed fair to me. When I fix people's computers, friends or not, $50 an hour. No one complains, right?
Right.
So, for filming this, to have all this footage, high def, HD footage, that seemed fair.
Yeah, to me, dude, if you went and got a professional, they'd charge you way more.
And if you would have been like, well, that's a little steep, come at me with something.
Right.
But that's like huge, huge, huge advertisement right there. Like, there's so many people that watch your show that watch
yeah, we're
this
not-
thing.
Right,
and
so what you're thinking is if we would have all stayed on good terms, I also would have helped him
promote
out by
yeah,
buying
that's
it.
What
you can
you
buy
do.
This album online, so
right,
any of
exactly.
our listeners can do it. We could sell it in our shop, anything. Give
right.
away copies, all
and
that.
And we're not just, you know, locally and stuff and like in
no.
the Northwestern Hemisphere.
We
crap.
Can get
we
your
go
music
worldwide
to the world.
Right.
I've spread this show all the way through Bellingham, Washington.
Dude.
And that's just me. And then there's like all the other people that you know that talk about it everywhere
well, yeah,
else.
And every now and then we'll go through on the show, because we don't hide any of this stuff, mm-hmm. we'll go through the stats and say, here's where the countries mm-hmm. are, people are coming from,
we've
here's this, that. It's
a message
awesome.
From a listener in Japan. Okay, so we're everywhere. Every fucking where. Except China, I think. I think China...
I don't think anybody's in China unless you're the Chinese government.
A bunch of boys, because you can only have one child, and everybody wants a boy. Lots of boys that look like
boys. Okay, so, let's... There's a lot to get through.
So, here. Anyway.
So, I said that, three hours, $75, that seems fair. He said that was too much, so I said, okay, $50 and some herb then. That's fair.
You're making suggestions, you're like, all right.
I'll work with you, whatever. You don't wanna pay that? I need some cash, though. He's going to come over and get the footage tomorrow. It's 15 gigs worth of video, which is about four DVDs worth. He wants the footage burned to DVD. I was under the impression I was sending you a torrent file so you could just download it. Either way, it doesn't matter to me, but I'd like to get the payment thing figured out. And then no reply, so I sent him another message just to be sure. First of all, should I be talking to you about this or him? Because at this point, I don't know who's in charge. I've heard something from one guy and something from the other.
Well,
so-and-so
approached you, you know, so I would assume you approached
him. Because I know it's Shiloh's release thing, but the other guy was the one that approached
Shiloh
me.
Shiloh didn't come to you.
Right, I thought maybe he was the manager or something. So.
You know, that's what I figured.
First of all, who should I be talking to? Okay. Okay, so he replies. Well, yo, first off, you never said anything about money until after the show. Second, there is no four DVDs from a three-hour show. And third, why is it that we let you perform on our gig out of kindness, only to be faced with this current predicament? Honestly, bro, I'm kind of disappointed that you are even asking for money. Aww. But I do get that you dipped on work early and put in your time, but it's not like you filmed much. Well, I was filming what you guys were putting, so... I mean, if I didn't film much, maybe you weren't doing much. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding. So, I wanted angles and close-ups and actual footage. Two still-angle straight-shot vids are not worth $75.
Why didn't you say that?
And again, if you would have said, can you do this... I would have done that. You made it sound like just capture it all. So one on this angle, one on that angle, there's everything.
And that show was like 3 hours long. Once you notice that there's two cameras just sitting there still, why didn't you come up and say, hey, can you, you know, get in the crowd, get some, you know, close-up shots, get whatever?
And it's not like he was on stage the whole time. He had time. He could have, he could have said that.
If you're trying to do this and be good at it and everything, you need to have better communication, really, like.
And honestly, I was totally, at that point, I was down to do it. If he would have been like, can you grab that and groom and do this? I would have been so down to do that. But I assume that a lot of that stuff.
Just wanted videotape.
Well, with HD, like, you can do a lot of that in post because of how clear it is. Like, you can zoom in and pan and make it look like that. So I assumed he was going to do that. So he says that's not worth $75. I could have hired a pro to film the whole thing with actual shots and variety for way less than $75 for 3 hours. If you want to get down to facts, if you want to get down to facts, you asked to do one song, which we let you do. Then you do another without permission? And yo, I watched people walk out. At least five potential album sales that we possibly sacrificed just to let you have mic time. What's with this whole bullshit, man? You lost sales because of my music?
Let me just tell you something real quick. Your crowd was a bunch of, you know, 14 to 17-year-old high school kids.
And the venue...
And they're walking in and out because they're smoking weed and making out with their little high school boyfriend. Okay, they're all walking in and out. They're like, oh my god, is so-and-so here yet? Oh my god, I'm gonna go outside and like meet him and smoke a ball and I'll come right back in. They're walking in and out the whole time. The whole time.
And honestly, if I would have known this was gonna happen, I would have kept track of how many people walked out when they were up. Because, like I told Shiloh, it wasn't because of you. It's that kind of place. People come and go.
Yeah.
If some happened to come when you were there or when I was there, it had nothing to do with what was being performed.
If it wasn't an all-ages show and people had to pay a cover to get in, they wouldn't have been walking in and out. But that was a free show, and it was all ages, and it was a bunch of kids.
And look at the footage. And when you guys had to tell people on the mic, and I have the footage. I don't know. I probably won't. Anyway, You guys had to tell people, come up front, this is a hip-hop show, because it was making your video look lame, okay? Everyone was spread out in the back. You actually said, please come up front, and then it looked, you know. But if you notice, when I'm up there rapping, look at the footage, people were putting their fucking hands up.
Always 420 says, yeah, they lost sales because people want to buy your shit now.
Ooh, maybe, except that my shit's fucking free because right? I've learned that you don't make money selling CDs.
Exactly.
You put the music out for free and make money because people know who you are and they'll pay to come see you do your shit live.
And they appreciate you being a better person and not being...
Or they'll donate.
Not trying to be this big fucking...
Oh, interesting. And I remember this because Bunny asked me to do it, and I was like, I didn't have the time. She says, Bunny on Belay says, my boss was looking into shooting a couple of 3 to 5 minute videos, and it was in the hundreds of dollars. Hmm, interesting. Professional, I bet. Nicole Nunya says, yeah, even college students charge more than that. And they charge you for the time and then the content separate. Interesting.
Now, did he want you to do the editing or did he just want the raw footage?
No, from what it, he was going to do all that.
Okay,
so.
This stuff that they're talking about, I'm assuming, has right. editing involved.
But still, for shooting that, just because I have the equipment and you didn't, $25
You took
an hour.
Off early from work. You took the time to do it.
Exactly.
If we had a show that day, fucking,
yeah.
we... You know, you fucking took the time
and
out
again,
of your day to do that.
Again, like I said, if that was too much, we could have negotiated. But
right.
you came at me like this, and now we're discussing it here.
It needed to be laid out in the beginning. He should have came to you and been like, hey, I want to pay you this much for this, and can you do
right. but
it like this?
Like I said, I trust him. We're friends at that point. Like, you know, you say you'll take care of me. I trust that.
You need to stop being so easygoing with these people, especially when they're a little bit younger like that, okay? I don't think he really has...
Well, yeah. You live and learn. Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole. What's up?
Hey, what up, man?
What up? Who's this?
Kelly.
Oh, what up, Kelly?
Not much. Well, I just was going to say that's funny that he was dogging on you and your music. I saw Shiloh live at the Cannibalist Cup, and yeah, I don't remember many people cheering. I remember his, yeah, he was pretty lame.
Well, and I don't, Shiloh is nice. He's young. He's kind of...
nice, but his music, I wasn't too into it.
He's coming
I can't
up.
Believe he would actually dog on your music.
Well, yeah, and let's keep this straight. Shiloh wasn't dogging on me. This is all the other kid.
Right,
but,
Shiloh's still coming
up, dude.
Yeah. He's got good potential. He could really go somewhere.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's totally nice. Just the only problem I really have with him is that he's trying to sound exactly like Atmosphere.
Right,
and
right.
I posted this on Facebook that
this
like
is
it
of what started everything.
I was like, you know, is it cool for rappers to do covers of other songs? And I was kind of talking about that in particular. What I didn't know is
I've
that
I've never heard a rap cover.
Exactly.
You know?
And
unless they're dead and it was the fucking rock song before and now they made it into hip hop.
Right, and he made it clear that apparently Slug from Atmosphere gave them permission to do that. So I didn't know that. So that's
cool.
Cool. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to dog on Shiloh or nothing, but I just didn't. I don't think his stuff's very good at all. And I listen to your stuff every day, and I don't listen to something if I don't like it. So
yeah, for sure. And thanks, man, for sure. But then again, I'm 30. He's 18.
Right.
So,
he's still got a lot of stuff to learn.
I got the experience, kind
he's
of.
He's got
so.
A really good voice, and he's got
his words are really cool, too.
Right. He's got the right idea, and he just needs to, you know, keep going, and he'll be great. You know, this other guy, though, he just went about it completely wrong. Shiloh was okay. He was nice. He was polite. You know, he went to do a thing, whatever, but this other guy was just, went about it all wrong and just put out their persona.
Yeah, that's real cool.
As you'll see, I have way more to get to, so thanks for the call, though, Kelly. Appreciate it. Hey, come get your checkbook.
Yeah, it's still here.
I'm almost out of my checks, yeah.
Awesome. Come hang out for the hot box tomorrow.
I will.
Awesome. Holla back.
Later.
Kelly, all right. So, let's get through this. I'm good. We got this to focus off. Sorry. Okay, so he said that. Okay.
Okay.
I write back, whoa.
This is where it goes crazy.
This is like fucking whoa. Did you just say it was my fault you lost potential album sales? Like, is that even a real thing?
It's like, I guess a potential album sale is they might buy an album.
Well, it's like kinetic energy and potential energy.
A 50% fucking chance. Did their mom give them money today and do they like my shit?
Right. Or are they just going to steal it when you're not looking?
Right.
So, okay. I said, whoa. Fucking whoa. This blew my mind. Listen, dude. First of all, you said you would make it way worth my time. We obviously have different definitions of what that means. Second, I'm talking DVD data. 15 gigs worth of video, 5.5 gigs from the Evrio, 9 from the HD, okay? Mm-hmm. Unless you have a super secret way of compressing data, by my calculations, at 4.7 gigs per DVD, that's about 4 discs.
See, he was thinking, oh, 3 hours of video, you know, oh, that should only be like 1 or 2 DVDs. Which, sure, you know, if it's a regular fucking DVD, but this is 2 video cameras. One's and HD, and...
Again, though, why are you arguing this with the guy that did the video? Obviously, right. I know this, and you don't. Why right. would I make up, oh, it's more discs than it is? Like, a disc is shit to me?
Like, I'm going to give you a disc that doesn't have anything on it, and I'm going to be like,
I'm sorry.
There was this one, too.
I'm going to have to charge you 30 more cents for those extra 3 discs. Like,
right.
He's finding shit to just
to
pick
at.
Right, because you have no case.
You weren't
no
being
case.
A dick. You weren't like, okay, so I have to do right. this and this, and I have to drive here for this, and I have to use this to fucking burn it on, blah, blah, blah. I need compensation and for this, and, you know, you didn't
I
do
was
that.
Nice, professional, polite up until he said that shit. It was my fault. Then I was like, okay, this is it. I'm done.
Right,
so
keep going.
4 discs. Third, if you could have hired a pro, why didn't you? Fourth, don't come at me like you did me a favor by letting me perform in front of your high school crowd. Don't get me wrong, they're cool kids and all, but honestly, they are not exactly my demographic. I thought I was doing you guys a favor by killing some time with a couple tracks. It seemed like I could have done a couple more even, the way you were watching the clock towards the end there. But it's all good. How many CDs did you guys sell? You want to talk about watching people walk out during my set? What type of bullshit is that? I counted over 12 people walk in, then walk out while you guys were up. It's just what happens in a venue like that, so don't act like it was my music that made people leave, because we both know that was not the case. If you lost potential album sales, that was on you guys. I had absolutely nothing to do with that. I don't even know what a potential album sale is.
It's crap.
I'm really disappointed in you guys. I expected more professionalism than this. If you're going to come at me like that and act like you did me some huge favor by giving me mic time, then act like you lost money because of it, fuck that, dude. I was doing you guys a favor by filming this, expecting to have it be made, quote, way worth my time.
Dude.
Then you come at me with this bullshit. I'm not down with that. So I suggest you and Shiloh figure out what to do. If you're going to have a problem with this, then fuck it. I'll just dump the footage. I honestly don't care at this point. I've already spent way more time than I would have liked to on this. And on top of that, I get dissed, then shorted. No, thanks.
Dude, and fucking, he didn't do you a favor by giving you mic time. We can go and get mic time anywhere.
Any
All
bar,
we gotta do is make a phone call and say, hey, we want to do a show out there, and I'm going to get so-and-so. It'll be me and blah, blah, blah.
And here's who we are, and here's what we bring with us.
Right, exactly.
2 live shows, pack the restaurant
How
twice.
How many people
it's
do
cool.
we know around here? How many bars are we in tight with? How many fucking other hip-hop artists are we in tight with? We could do that any fucking day of the week, and we don't need your fucking help, dude. You didn't do
exactly. I helped you, and then you dissed me, and then...
Right.
So, then I get a voicemail left on my phone.
You showed this to me the next
at the boiler room, right? Because he was going to go there, and then he didn't because he apparently also got in an argument with Shiloh. Interesting. Not making friends. So I got a voicemail. I'm going to play that, and then I recorded with his knowledge.
You don't.
A 15-minute phone call. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then I'll put the whole thing at the end of this show so you guys can hear it. This is pretty epic.
Great!
I'll just say it started out with him wanting to fight, and it ended with an apology.
He started out wanting to kill you.
Find out who apologized to who on the next channel.
There's some good shit. And
The last message I sent to him in text was after he sent me the voicemail. I'll read this, then I'll play that. I said, so I'm going to extend you the same offer I did Shiloh. We'll be discussing this whole predicament on the Jam Hole podcast tomorrow. Feel free to call in if you want to speak your side of the story, or come in person to the studio if you want. Either way, this will be addressed on the show.
Look at you.
I was kind of bummed you missed the poetry slam. It would have been good to sort this out in person, but whatever. So There it is. Call 406-204-4687 when the show is live, or get a hold of me. I'll give you directions on how to get here. Peace out.
You're pretty brave, dude. Inviting him over and everything. He seems like the type that would punch
he's
you in the face.
He's a fucking kid.
I don't care if he's a little kid, dude. He
punches
seems
me
like he
and
would punch
then
you in the face.
He punches me and then you shove his head up his ass.
Pretty much.
And we watch him try to walk away.
Remember who we were talking about? I'm like, dude, if he fucking hits him, it's not going to end well.
I would gladly let him hit me just to watch him get his ass kicked by you.
And I'm like, dude.
I will film it. I will get hit, pull out the camera right as Danny's going, Kamehameha!
Dude, I just don't, I don't know, dude. Cocky people need to be put in their place.
Exactly.
And,
I have no time for that shit. This arrogance, it started out me doing them a favor, I get fucked in the end. So,
plus,
check.
If he ruins your beautiful face, I'll be so mad.
Here is so mad. The voicemail.
Oh, this is
Are you guys even ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. It's 2 minutes long. I'm just going to play the whole thing. We'll comment later, okay?
Okay.
Matt here. I need you to give me a call back, bro. I'm a little bit disappointed in this whole situation. First of all, I did tell you I'd make it worth your while, and that was not the way I tell people I'm going to pay them cash. If I was going to pay you cash, I would have said that. I actually have a real job where I make money, thousands of dollars of it, actually. And so I have cash in my pocket, and it would be no problem to pay somebody if they were respectful about it and weren't like, wait till after the show and then ask me about PayPal. You know, I'm a real person. You can come to me with real shit. I don't even appreciate you being fucking secretive about it, trying to get me to pay you after the fact. And first of all, well, with the weed, with Shiloh or whatever, you guys had already discussed that. And so obviously, since you guys had already discussed that, that has nothing to do with me. So I don't even know why you're coming at me with shit like that. Second of all, you have our intellectual property, which technically I should bring the sheriff's department over to your house and retrieve said intellectual property, because it is illegal for you to keep that said intellectual property without releasing it to us and or deleting it. And so I would really appreciate that you not delete it and then give it to us. But if you really want to be a dick about it and whatever, then fine. My point here is we didn't have to let you perform, especially considering that right after the show you get on Facebook and fucking dog out the show. What the fuck kind of shit is that? You're going to get up on stage and perform and then go dog out the people who let you fucking perform? And you know what? Honestly, bro, I kind of have a little bit of respect for you because you changed all your shit up from pill and you quit fucking rapping about fucking gangsters and fucking sucking Montana dick and all the other shit you guys used to rap about. But guess what? You're still on your rapper shit. Your music does not mesh with us at all. You're right when you say that our crowd is really not your demographic. So why did you decide it was a good idea to get up in front of our demographic and try to play your music? And then you deny that people walked out of the room, but you admit that it wasn't your demographic. That doesn't make any sense. You're being hypocritical. So anyway, give me a call back. Let me know when you're going to give me my footage and how much it is you want for it. $75 is absolutely ridiculous. And if you don't believe me, we can call a professional and ask them how much they charge per hour for two cameras standing still that don't even need to be moderated. You didn't do anything, dude. You sat there and watched the show. So anyway, give me a call back if you want to be real about this and not be a little punk about it. So hit me up. Peace.
Give me a call back if I want to be real and... No, okay. So, let me just real quick get this recorded for the record. Because this is my show, you might think that everyone that listens is on my side just no matter what.
No.
That is not the case.
That is not
Our
the
chat
case.
Will be the first to
tell
say
you.
That I'm wrong.
Yeah.
For sure.
When we get in arguments and we bring it on the show and then... They'll be the first to fucking put me in my place, to put you in your place, whatever. When
Our
we're
chat
arguing,
is the most unbiased listener group, because other shows do have fans that are like, they're God, basically.
With them to the end.
Our fans are not.
No. They will be like, okay, Matt, you're being an asshole, or Danny, you're completely wrong.
Right. So
and
I
might get aggravated, but...
I just want to put that out there so it's recorded so you know that, you know, you're not... You can't come at me with, well, they're your fans. No shit, they agree.
Well,
okay?
And I disagree with you on something about this whole thing. I don't think you should have posted on Facebook about the fucking cover.
Right.
Covering
and
rap.
Maybe that was a little
I don't think you should have
over
done
the
that.
Top. I didn't say any names, though. I was
but
just
it was
being
right
general because I'd never seen that.
It was right after
and
that. And
I apologize because I was not aware that he had gotten permission. If you get permission, then fucking, yeah, do it. But it just, from my point of view, it seemed weird that you were doing that.
Well,
like,
right, and it seems weird
songs,
to me,
you know?
Too. You know, I don't go out and fucking, you know, want to watch somebody fucking cover 50 Cent or like
right.
Some
if
I
want
to
hear Atmosphere songs, I'll play Atmosphere.
Right, right. Right. Okay, when yeah. I go out, I want to hear something new and fresh or whatever, you know.
Okay, so real quick before it gets out. So the chat says in response to that voicemail, this douche owes you a blowjob. Bunny, that was MDS. Bunny says, what a bitch. MDS says, shocking douche. Nicole nice. Says, please. Nolly says, he does owe Matt a blowjob. Nicole says, aw, so polite at the end. Get a hold of me, bro. Not your
Get
bro.
Get a hold of me, bro. Dude, okay, and...
Always 420 says, well, tell Matt he's being a douche. I don't know what that means.
I think he said you're being a douche for posting.
And Red Fox says, I hide in my pillow fort. So,
oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, in that voicemail, I just want you guys to note that he says that he has a real job where he makes thousands of dollars, actually.
Right. So if that was the case, A, hire a pro, or B, pay me my fucking $25 an hour.
Really?
For real, dude? Come on.
You make thousands of dollars,
and
pay your camera guy.
The footage looked good. Fucking 1080
it's an
HD.
HD cam.
It's beautiful.
Fuck you, dude. Pay up. You know?
So...
I don't know, dude. Yeah.
I make thousands of dollars in...
That was my fucking weekend that culminated last night with this 15-minute phone call. Everything, like I said, me and Shiloh were totally cool. He paid me. Yeah. I gave him the footage. That was that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's going to try and come on the show Wednesday. He was going to try and make it today. He had a seizure today.
Are you
and
serious?
He was not feeling well, so...
Oh,
that
wow,
sucks.
I had an ex that had grandma
yeah,
seizures.
I guess that's why he doesn't drive, because so...
I gave him my number and my email address.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
know,
no,
and
me
like
up
I
you
said,
need a ride.
We're friends with him. I even offered, because I guess they got in an argument. His buddy doesn't want anything to do with this, so I was like, you know what? For the $50, if you come over, I will help you edit your shit and put it up.
I
will help you fucking do that. No charge, all that. You know,
right,
I made
like,
friends with him. He
right,
needs a
he's
friend.
He's a cool guy. He does some cool shit. He's growing. You know, he's going to be a part of this hip-hop community
right.
in this valley and in this state. And that's great. And we need to make friends like that. I look forward for you, you know, doing, you know, other shit.
Well, that
with
and
him.
Honestly, a lot of it was I remember when I was that young.
Right.
And people try to take advantage of you, especially if they see that you have talent. And
right.
that's what happened to him. So I wanted to try and help. You
right,
know?
Right.
So
I look forward to us doing things with him in the future and crap like that. It's always good to have friends in this type of community. And it's really hard to make friends because everybody's like, I'm the shit and you suck.
Especially in the rap game, because
right.
they see that shit on TV, so they're like, oh, if we're going to be rappers, we have to get in battles. And it's like,
yeah,
no,
it
dude.
It's stupid.
I'm not going to rap battle you. I'm not going to freestyle with you. Just shut the fuck up. Let's write songs and
it's
perform.
It's
so
be much better to have friends in this game, because then when somebody calls you and they're like, hey, can you do a show out here? You're like, yeah, let me call so-and-so, and we'll put together some shit, and we'll do a whole set, and blah, blah, blah. So that way you have more people to bring with you, and it's just a better show altogether. People get a variety and not just one thing. It's better.
Exactly. So that's basically how that all went down. At the end of the show, we'll close out with the phone call, so I can just play the whole thing.
You don't want to play any of it right now? You got any
yeah,
clips
no, we
saved?
Yeah, no, we can play a couple clips, sure.
If you
guys
want to
hear it. Yeah,
I'd love to, because this was fucking great, dude.
Because I had some other shit to talk about, but yeah, fuck it.
Well,
we can
I
just
mean,
do this. Basically, you guys heard about the whole Egypt thing. They had the fucking WikiLeaks leak something. They got a big uprising.
I heard about
that,
it today
so.
When you told me.
they disconnected from the internet. If you listen to Twit, you will have heard about it. I just thought it was interesting that this
like the whole place?
Dictator disconnected Egypt. Like, if you're there, you can't get online.
Like, everyone, the community, like...
Egypt. As
really?
A country, he disconnected the routers that go to the backbone.
Is that legal?
It's his country, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's not.
And that's
like...
what part of the thing that people are pissed about. What I wanted to talk about, or just, I guess we'll just mention real quick, is that it's amazing that these tech geeks find a way. People in Egypt were using ham radio.
Oh, my God, dude.
Fucking with it, getting online with it.
Filing fucking wires down
people
and, like,
found
taping
a way.
Them together.
People were still fucking tweeting from there
and
getting info out. They were using Twitter as a map to say, here's where bombs are happening, here's where they're shooting. So if you were there, you could see that and stay away from there. Like, it was everywhere.
That's fucking crazy, dude. So...
But I just... I thought that was so amazing that they dropped their internet and people fucking got together and figured out a way to get around it.
Now, do we know what the cause was of this WikiLeaks thing? Like, what was the material that caused them to do it?
I'm not sure, like, what caused it. Here it says, across Egypt, tens of thousands of demonstrators remained on the streets of all major cities last night, breaking curfew and ignoring the army's warning that anyone who breaks the curfew will be in danger. So here's just a couple paragraphs about the latest developments there. The Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, picked former Air Force Commander Ahmed Shahif as the next prime minister, and intelligence chief Omar Suleiman as the vice president. So these decisions ensure that men with military affiliations are in the top three political jobs in Egypt. Kind of cheating. So
yes,
they're doing that. In Cairo, police have fired rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters. The army has not stepped in yet. Injuries reported, 74 people killed.
Can you imagine the protesters are all like a bunch of nerdy kids? You know, like,
right.
We want our internet and you made porn. You know, those
I think the protests have to do with a little bigger problem than internet.
They're throwing their mice and stuff.
Like, yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
It's Red Fox.
What up, G?
I just want to say that, did you see what Google is doing?
No. What is Google doing?
For Twitter?
Huh.
I'll send you the link in the chat, but basically Google set up three phone numbers. You can leave a voice message as a tweet, and then you can call this. It automatically tweets to a certain account, and it, like, translates it for you, and it gives a hashtag.
Really?
And you can call in this phone number and listen to the tweets.
Well, that's handy if you say your government shut your internet off.
Yeah, so they're basically, cell phone service has been cut out, so people can call these Google numbers, and it tweets for them.
That's awesome. Do you know, just real quick, because I don't have the time to really spend on this, what started this whole thing?
I think it has to do with the government. The people have high unemployment, high starvation, all that kind of stuff, and the governments are living lavish lifestyles.
Okay, so they're just sick of it. And that's happened many times throughout history. Whenever it gets to one extreme, there's revolt, and it evens out for another, 700-800 years? It's about the cycle?
Yeah, I just think it's so cool that Google set up those phone numbers for the tweeting.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just think it's crazy that no matter what you do, it finds a way.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, thanks for the call, bro.
Yep.
Later. Red Fox, everyone, sporkroast.com. He jumped off the internet because they were basically using the internet to form these protests. And, they were, we're having an event. Come to us. Are you attending? That kind of stuff.
Right.
They're like, can't have that now. If we get rid of this, it'll stop. But it only got worse.
Right. So.
That is that.
Okay. What else you got to talk about today?
Well, just a lot of stuff, but we're kind of at the end, so I guess we'll just play this voicemail, and we'll stop and comment a little bit and call it good.
Okay, did you want to just, maybe go ahead and maybe do one more story and then end the show and then...
Sure. I mean, well, we can finish talking about this Egypt thing then. So this is an article from LarrysWorld.com. He says... No matter how many plugs he pulls or cables he cuts, Egyptian president is not going to completely suppress information flowing within his country or between Egypt and the rest of the world. Information has a way of slipping out, and despite an apparent internet blackout, some people have been able to tweet and post updates to Facebook and other sites. In an email, Facebook spokesman said they, quote, saw a significant drop in traffic from Egypt today, but that we still see some. Which is interesting, right? Because if you drop the internet, there should be absolutely zero traffic. It's not the kind of thing that there's some residual bleed through. Like, it's on or it's off. So the fact that they were still seeing some means you didn't get it all.
Right.
You got most of it, but you didn't get it all. And that's awesome, I think.
The hardcore in it to win it, dude.
For sure.
Right. Would you fucking go to those measures to be like,
Shit was going down here like this, I would definitely be fighting and helping and being like, well, let's do this. And then, I would help. If I had the skills, I would help.
Militia.
For sure.
Duh.
Especially if it was something like this, where our government was living completely lavishly and we were fucking third world.
Right.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'd be on the horse in front giving the speech with my face painted.
We'd be the jamhole militia providing underground internet access.
Are you with me?
Are you with me?
Are you?
Here's your internet card.
So, he says, we have also seen tweets out of coming out of the region. NPR's Andy Carver reports that there are several people from around the world tweeting up-to-date reports on what is happening there. And even though there are confirmed reports that the government has ordered cell phone companies to suspend service, some people, including journalists, have been able to make and receive calls. In addition, there are still international journalists reporting from the region, including English Al Jazeera, which is streaming live reports from Egypt. So, this is so awesome. Some people are getting online. Egyptians have turned to the ISP of choice from more than a decade ago. Dial-up.
Dial-up?
Dial-up. What they're doing is calling international numbers. Because the phone line still works.
Right.
Which is awesome because your phone bill is going to be through the roof.
Well, I mean, and do they have fucking cable access?
Does it matter? Because, you know, you're not... You can't afford anything anyway.
As long as you have that kind of a connection, you can do it.
They don't have cable there.
Well, I mean, like, something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
They could do it. If you have something that transmits like that, like a phone, you could find a way.
If our cable dropped, I could dial up into my old modem number and user, and it's still there.
Right.
We could dial up to Mike's house because he runs one. Yeah. Like, and there's people that set those up for other people to dial into. Right.
There's always a way.
Exactly.
There's always a way unless you cut every form of fucking communication.
And I bet that blew the president's mind. He's like, how are they still magic? Burn them! They're witches! What the fuck?
Oh my God, dude. Probably.
So activists have been circulating lists of dial-up internet phone numbers of providers outside of Egypt. Because landlines are still working and the service providers are outside Egyptian government control, users have managed to get some connectivity this way. The blog post also mentions that some people are using satellite-based tools to access the net, a la GPS.
Right. So, Sam, what would you do without your internet? This chick's always on her fucking computer.
Dude, I am addicted to the fucking computer.
I don't know, though, because I think your life would be way different if you lived in Egypt. I don't think it's like that here.
No.
Like, you're actually still fighting to survive there. Here, we're way past that.
Well, I don't know if she loves the internet that much. She fucking sacrificed her laptop to beat a dude over the head with it. And now her keyboard's all fucking bent.
It was only self-defense.
I wouldn't
have. It was only self-defense.
Self-defense.
That is so funny, dude.
Oh, my God. No, I busted my hand, too, up really bad.
Her keyboard is in the shape of some guy's skull.
Oh.
That is so funny. Why'd you hit him with your computer? That's so dumb. Hit him with a
chair.
Because
it was interesting the only story, thing
that
please.
Was right there. No, I don't even... No. It's not even worth it. No.
Okay.
I would have hit him with a cat rather than my netbook. Yeah? I'd feel really bad, but I don't want to break my netbook.
Uh-uh. All right, let's finish this up here.
I know, I love my computer.
The Wall Street Journal reported that, quote, all mobile operators in Egypt had been instructed to suspend services in parts under Egyptian legislation. The authorities have the right to issue such an order, and we are obliged to comply with it. So they're pretty fucked there. Despite the government's apparent efforts, tens of thousands of Egyptians took to the streets on Friday and remained in the streets after dark in defiance of a curfew order issued by the president. They're like, he's like, lights out, go to bed. And they're like, fuck you, no. And
pretty
he's
much.
Like, God damn it, you're grounded. And they're
you
like,
can't
fuck
run
you.
Your country like a fucking preschool.
No, the kings of Great Britain way back in the day tried that, and they had fucking uprisings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You
what
have
happened?
To keep your people happy.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, we came here. They came here to get us, and I think if memory serves, we kicked their fucking asses.
So. Right. So
right.
Change your ways.
And that's why you have a queen, and we have a motherfucking president. That's black. What's up, niggas?
Yeah, it doesn't really help much, but whatever.
Yeah.
Not
he talks really. A big game. We'll see if infrastructure and education actually gets done with. Like a cracked sidewalk that lets the grass poke through, there will always be cracks in whatever information walls governments attempt to erect. Haha.
In my world,
just as the great
we are king and queen, so
pretty much. Just as the great firewall of China cannot isolate that country and attempts to silence WikiLeaks won't stop it from revealing secrets, the efforts of Egyptian President Mubarak or any other strongman will not stop people from organizing and giving you a big ol' 0101 e-finger.
Jesus, so. Fucking nerd.
Good luck, Egyptians, man. Fuck.
Yeah, sorry.
Got your ass kicked by fucking Moses. You're getting your ass kicked by Syria.
Red Fox
Israel.
Says, let them eat cake. Yay.
Pharaoh, let my people have internet. Give us our money back, you
off
prick.
With her head.
All right, so let's fucking wrap this thing up.
Got any dead baby stories? I'm really lacking that today. We need some of that. It's been all weekend. I haven't had any dead baby stories.
Well,
I need my fix.
Funny you should say that. Do we have time for this?
I'm such a morbid person. Yeah, sure.
All right. New Zealand. A lawyer who refused to seek bail for a drug-addicted, pregnant client assigned to him is being hailed as a hero. You're a hero. Child advocate Christine Rankin said lawyer Tony Bouchier's actions were heroic after he contacted child, youth, and family about the case. 6 months pregnant, Isabel Kerr Brown, 35, who is on a methadone program. Ooh, that's going to be super awesome for that baby. You know where methadone goes? Right into the baby.
Yeah.
Nice.
That shit's so bad.
I would abort that and start over when you're clean. And if you don't get clean, guess what? You don't get a baby. That's how that works.
Every
Lucky
time
you.
I hear about somebody doing shit while they're pregnant, I just remember fucking rats on cocaine. She's like,
that's
these aren't just
you.
Your regular children. They're crack babies.
Yeah, dude.
We got enough noses to feed.
Nolly's Undead says,
more?
Nolly says, there's always time for dead babies. That's right.
Oh, fucking A.
Dead babies and Jell-O. Always got time.
Jell-O?
Jell-O.
Okay.
This is pretty sweet. So she's on the methadone program. She was charged with possessing instruments for...
an abortion? Please
one
tell me
more
abortion.
Hit. No time to waste. For meth.
Oh. I was hoping she had like a shop vac and a coat
ooh,
hanger
meth.
Hanging out.
No.
I
after police found her living rough. That's probably an understatement, I'm going to say.
You think?
In a garden shed. You don't live rough in a garden shed. That's what we in the biz like to call rock bottom.
You just kind of...
This is amazing.
That's horrible.
Rotting food, beer bottles, a gas can, and, according to the cops, needles littered the floor near where she was sleeping. Barefoot and filthy, her urine-soaked trousers allegedly had a rusty razor blade and used hypodermic needle in the pockets. Hey, I'm a rapper. I'm going to do a freestyle. This is a game. It's like a dumb improv game. Everyone pull out something you have in your pockets. Guess who did that? Anyway, pull out something. All right, let's see. A rusty needle, a rusty razor blade, and a hypodermic needle. Does anybody else...
Who keeps needles in their fucking pocket? Like,
who tells people to empty their pocket? Is that a rapper thing? Maybe I'm just out of touch.
It.
I don't know. Sorry.
Stop it. You're not
just
making friends that way.
Just rap your fucking songs and be done.
Just nod your head and say, yes, you're great. Thank you. Okay, you're wonderful.
She would have been released on bail last Monday, but for the efforts of her assigned counsel, Bouchier, who was upset the police declined to apply for detention under the Alcoholism and Drug Addiction Act. Quote, I'm supposed to go and get her bail, but I know where she's going to go, he said. I know I'm sticking my neck out to a degree, but morally, I think I'm right. And that's fucking awesome, because how many scumbag lawyers that do that are just in it for the cash? They're like, oh, not guilty, and like they'll post the bail. He knew that if she got out, she would go right back there. So he's like, you know what?
Yeah.
She's pregnant. I'm not going to let that happen in good conscience. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think also in good conscience, as her lawyer, he should demand an abortion, but hey, we're not perfect. You do what you can.
Dude, methadone's... really hard thing to fucking...
Yeah, you do not want... That baby is going to hate fucking life, and that means he's going to fucking hate you.
And if she's doing meth...
Welcome to the world. Here's your first taste of methadone addiction. And meth, probably. Fuck.
It came out... It's going to come out addicted.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay.
Or completely fucking deformed. Ass backwards, if you know what I mean.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Burger says, all I got is lint in my pocket.
Oh, well.
Awesome. A room full of fucking lint wrap.
I got change.
Morally, I think looking out for Isabel is looking out for the baby. Isabel is not concerned with the baby. She is concerned about Isabel. A drug addict only thinks of themselves? No.
They don't even think of themselves. They think about getting high, dude.
Right.
That's what it is. When you're that far in, that's all you think about.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there. Like, the drug at
watch
that point.
Watch Intervention.
You're the drug. all you devote your life to getting more of the drug, then you do it. Everything's perfect for about a day, maybe. Then you go get more. That's the life. That's the cycle. It never ends. I'm going to write a book about it when I'm 60. My memoirs.
Keep saying that.
When I'm on a cruise for the rest of my life, living out my days, I will write my memoirs. Honestly, I'll listen back to the podcast and then just kind of copy individual. You know.
Right.
And here's the book. Done. Pay me.
You'll have some shit that converts it to fucking
right.
I'll have text, my, you'll just publish it. Done.
I'll have my pictures of the day. I'll have all these podcasts, the book I ripped off from the podcast, and my poetry book that I'm going to rip off from the Get Poetry Open Mics. Done. Okay. There's my empire. That's what I leave the world. You're welcome.
Lovely. So...
On Friday, police reapplied for detention under the Alcoholism Drug Addiction Act, which has a clause that an addict can be detained if they are a source of harm, suffering, or serious annoyance to others. That is so awesome. You are seriously annoying everybody. Back to jail. No bond. That's cool. Whoever put that in there, good work.
Good job.
Bernadine McKenzie, head of Child, Youth, and Family, said the agency welcomed the court decision to remand the woman in custody. Blah, blah, blah. She has a history of drug abuse, mental health issues. No shit. And transients. She's a transient. Fucking A. How does a transient get knocked up?
What do you mean transient?
Like a drifter.
Oh.
What's it called?
One night
stands. A bum. A fucking a bum. Why am I being fancy?
One night stands. Maybe she's fucking
no, but
selling herself out so she can get drugs?
What I'm saying is generally... You don't really see that many women as that because, you know, they're more resourceful.
Right.
A woman will sell herself and pay rent or whatever that way before. A guy can't really do that.
I don't know.
I'll pimp you out all day, but I can't really, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. You have to do the fucking. No one wants to fuck this old dog. Honey, you got and bring daddy home some money.
Anyway.
You know we have to get daddy drugs before he's getting it. Angry. Okay. So that's it, really. This they're all fucked. So.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So thank you.
Thank you,
Samuel. The good Cocker show. Spaniel Manual. High five. Thank
high
you.
Five.
I look forward to you telling us stories from your past and all of your failed relationships.
No.
Hey, we share, so should you.
She will probably be back on the 9th. It's her birthday.
February 9th. Awesome. Happy birthday to me.
Hey, so there you go.
We're going to have a birthday show.
Donate to the jam hole because it's her birthday.
Fucking A. Or donate to see boobs.
Watch it. We might have a little surprise, too.
That's right.
Ooh.
Maybe.
All right. So I'm going to play this voicemail. That I got. Well, no.
Do you want to go ahead and end the show and then we'll put that in after?
I'm going to play it for the live listeners. Okay. If anyone wants to stick around and hear this. But this is the phone call I recorded with his permission and mine. There you go.
All right. So let's go ahead and play that.
Thank you, co-host.
Thank you.
Taking a drink.
You're
welcome. Awesome. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's our site. Leave us a message 406-204-4687. You can text me personally. Say hi. 406-848-1739. Check out the YouTube. I'll be putting up the poetry vids from yesterday as I get some time. Thejamhole.com/forums. That's our personal community, our HQ, if you will. Go there, join. It's free, all that. And the Facebook group, Twitter, my Twitter, Dania has one.
Yes.
Thejamhole.com/Danny. Follow her. Fuck. Donate. It's the end of the month, man. We're starting a new month. The middle of the week. We'll see you Wednesday. Check it out tomorrow for the hot box. And here's a phone call. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.
Wait, say that again?
You think that you have the right to discuss me and what happened on your podcast for what reason?
Because it's the internet and I can discuss anything I want to on it, and this is something that happened to me, and I feel that it needs to be out there.
So, write a diss track if you want to play little faggot games about it.
Okay, dude.
You have a diss track on Friday, right?
Me? See, I don't get where you keep lumping me in with those guys, dude. I don't think...
I don't have any diss tracks about you or Pill or Lyrical.
Who
or
said a diss...
You've got stuff about other people, and then you're going to, like, take me on your podcast and talk about me on the internet and shit when we let you come to our show and perform on our fucking show, dude?
who's talking about diss tracks? First of all, what are you? Let's take this one by one.
Because you just said that you have the right to basically take me on the internet or my name on the internet and trash my fucking name on the internet.
Who said trash?
Yes.
You're putting words in my mouth now.
I know you're going to.
How do you know that?
Are you going to go on there and be like,
are you psychic?
Go on there and be like, well, my homie is kind of upset with me, and that's disappointing. Is that what you were going to say?
Are you psychic? Do you know what I was going to say?
No, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be good.
How do you know? Maybe I could say that this was the most amazing experience I've ever had working with somebody.
Well, then why is it even necessary for you to be negative about it if it was an amazing experience?
Who's being negative, dude? You're being negative, okay? You've had this dick fucking arrogant attitude the whole time. I've been nothing but nice. I've been nothing but helpful with you guys. And you come at me...
How have you been nice and helpful, dude?
You come at
me. You could have just said, hey, man, can I have, like, $50 for the footage? Here's the footage. Instead, you, like, went about it all weird, and somehow we ended up in this thing where you're, like, posting things on Facebook, dogging out the show, and then posting things on Facebook about podcasts and trying to take people and, like, discuss the thing on the internet. You're a man. Aren't you a man? Do you want to meet me at the coffee shop right now and discuss it face-to-face? Because I would love to do that if you would want to be real about it.
Well, I was kind of hoping you showed up to the poetry thing with Shiloh, so if I could give you the footage and everything would be good. But why didn't you?
Maybe you and Shiloh just don't understand the fact that people have fucking jobs and things we need to do.
Oh, dude, you want to talk about jobs, dude? I fucking bust my ass 5 days a week doing a day job, backbreaking labor. Then I do two podcasts. Then I'm doing hip-hop. Then I do some dispensary work. Don't fucking talk to me about fucking jobs, dude. You were the one that came at me saying, oh, I make thousands of fucking dollars. This ain't no thing. Then what? Why can't you pay your fucking video guy? And if you want a professional, why didn't you go get one?
Guess what, Matt? Was it my release party?
It's you and Shiloh, okay? You approached me, and then Shiloh approached me after asking for help to film. Listen.
I'll break it down to you. I'll break it down to you like this. I've been arguing with Shiloh today about music and about something totally other, not even related to this camera shit. You can take the footage and delete it, because technically it is our intellectual property and you do not have the right to keep it or to post it on anything.
You know what, dude? I'll wipe my fucking ass with that footage. I don't give a fuck. You wanted me to film some shit for you. You said, listen, shut the fuck up and listen. Listen, you said I would make it.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck about the footage. Fuck the footage and fuck you and fuck Shiloh. I don't even care.
Fuck Shiloh. I thought that was your buddy. You guys were doing shit. Now all of a sudden, fuck him too. You're not making any friends in this, dude. What the fuck? Why do you have? Listen. Shut the fuck up. Why do you have?
About our album or anything about? Do you want to meet me somewhere and tell me shut the fuck up to my face?
You tell me to shut the fuck up. Is that okay?
Do you want to meet me somewhere and tell me that to my face?
Is that okay to tell me to shut the fuck up?
Are you going to answer the question, or are you going to dodge it?
I'm working right now, so no. You're at the Poetry Slam earlier. Why didn't you go there? I thought you guys were going to lay some rhymes with everyone.
I was actually busy.
Really? That's not what I heard, but okay.
That's not what you heard from where?
I'm not even going to get into this, dude. So what is the purpose of your phone call?
How old are you? How fucking old are you, dude? I'm leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is ridiculous. I don't even care about this.
Okay, well, you can call in because we do the show live if you want to, you know, say your side of the story or your piece or whatever. And that's all I was trying to convey on the Facebook thing.
You do not have the right, or even, okay, maybe you have the right because we do live in America and I do believe in the Constitution.
Right, free speech and all that, sure.
I don't understand why you find it necessary to do this, man. Did you know
because
that
people like you need to be put in their place when you go around treating people like shit because you think you're the man. That's why.
When have I ever done that? When have I ever done that to you, Matt?
This whole thing? I mean, are you delusional? What has been happening since after the party?
Before I came to town, I was living in North Dakota. I have not talked to you in how long? Like over a fucking year and a half or some ridiculous shit before, back when you were with Pill and all the bullshit. And I wasn't even involved back then. You guys barely know who I am.
Did I know you back then?
Yeah, Barely. You met me one time. That's my point. You don't even remember because you guys barely had anything to do with me. I barely had anything to do with you, and now all of a sudden I'm on the phone yelling at you. It's ridiculous.
I know, like, dude. It's crazy.
So hold up. I'm going to tell you like this, dude.
Okay.
I'm leaving for Seattle tomorrow morning. I don't care about the footage. I actually got in an argument with Shiloh today about the album. So really, the footage doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, why? Like, what is
it? It's none of your business, dude. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. Fair enough.
And you know what? And that's what I was trying to say. Like, at Shiloh's show, I was willing to be nice and let you and all these high school kids and shit get on the microphone. Because I remember back when I had to get up on a microphone at a Papa Pill rap battle because that was the only mic time I could get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm going to Seattle to try to bust my ass and make music. I don't even build wind towers anymore. I'm fucking broke, but I'm going to Seattle to try to get a day job and do it the old-fashioned way.
Right, and that's what we're doing up here, man.
I'm done with Montana and all this fucking just crazy, stupid, like, okay, for instance, last night I got online because you said, don't let me in with Pill and Lyrical and all those guys because I don't talk to you.
No. Not Lyrical. Lyrical, he was my roommate. We're cool. It's Isaiah that had a fucking problem. And, like, for sure, dude, I fully agree with you. With that kid.
But what I'm saying is, dude, like, that, I'm so much, I don't even, like, that doesn't even on my radar anymore. My very first show was with Bad Dog, and I haven't talked to any of those cats since then.
Yeah.
I don't follow their music.
I don't think they're doing shit anymore, honestly. I don't know, though.
And, like, for instance, you know, your style, I respect what you're trying to do, and, like, what I was going to say when you were yelling at me a minute ago, I used to work with your sister at McDonald's.
My sister?
Yeah.
I don't have a sister, dude.
You don't have a sister?
No, not one that's here. I have a stepsister, but she's not even in this country, I don't think. I haven't seen her since my dad's funeral, honestly. And that was, what, 12 years ago.
Maybe I was misunderstanding then. Yeah, I was told that you had a sister that I worked with. But anyway, so my point here is that, like I said, I'm totally don't even care. Really, I mean, even with Shiloh, you know, I'm not to disrespect the kid. The kid has insane amounts of talent. But he doesn't really do anything with his music, and I want to do bigger things than Shiloh seems to want to do, and that's why I'm going to Seattle and Shiloh's staying in Dallas. That's my point here. And so,
I see. Well,
I invited you out to the show, and I did have you film, and I was willing to pay you and hook you up, and blah, blah, blah. That was just out of, like, you know, mutual respect for music. But obviously, it was bigger than that to you or to Shiloh or to somebody, so, you know, fuck it, whatever, I don't care. Like I said, man, I'm done over it. I'm over with it. But as far as the podcast thing, I would greatly appreciate if you left my name out of it.
All right. Well, I'll do what I can, man. But this, like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, this has been, I don't know, man. But whatever. I was asked to do something.
Explain to me what your thoughts were on what you wanted to tell the world about me. I mean, what is it that I'm so horrible and I'm so...
Well, let's see. You threaten me with the cops. That was not very cool. You come at me saying that I'm a piece of shit. You wanna this and that. I'm not worth any time. You say you're gonna make it well worth my while, and then you bitch about any kind of fucking payment. It was just one massive letdown after another. You act like it was my fault that people walked out when people were coming and going the whole time. You act like it was my fault that you missed out on sales, which you know is fucking bullshit, dude. You fucking know that. And you're just mad, so you wanted to attack me. And that's fine. People get mad, whatever, dude. I'm the most fucking laid-back person in this world, dude. It doesn't even matter. I was trying to do something fun, help you guys out, help me out some. And it turned into this big pissing match, dude. I don't got fucking time for that shit.
I agree. But the point here is that, you know, like I said, that whole show is freestyle. I drove 600 miles to come do the show for free for Shiloh. And then you come to me after the show, like, you know, did you want to do PayPal? You didn't even say, you know, an amount or anything. It was kind of just like you expected me to pay. And it wasn't even my fucking show.
Well, yeah, because, but if it wasn't your show, why were you the one making promises of, oh, I'll make it worth your while and stuff? Like, you made it sound like you were in charge.
Honest answer? You want the honest answer?
I do. I want, this whole thing needs to be honest. I mean,
I'll explain it to you, and I'm not trying, don't take this as me trying to dog on anyone, that's not what I'm trying to do, but I'm being honest with you and explaining why.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Shiloh is a very lazy individual. That's why we got in the fight today about music, is because he was trying to make the point that I'm lazy with music. He's got 1,100 albums sitting in his bedroom, and I was trying to make the point, yeah, they're sitting in your bedroom. That's lazy. And my point here is that every time Shiloh has gotten any kind of promotion, it's because I make him get the promotion. And so that's how I got the show filmed, was by me taking the advantage and talking to you, because I knew Shiloh wouldn't.
Okay.
Maybe that was my mistake by trying to, I guess, be Shiloh's manager or whatever the fuck. But you see my point here? I'm not going to pay you for it because it's not my show footage.
And okay.
I guess I should have communicated that to you, that I was just acting as a voice for Shiloh's show.
Right, and if you would have done that, then I wouldn't have even, you know, mentioned it to you. I would have just totally dealt with it with him. But because of the messages, like, you made it sound like you were, this was your deal, and, like, you were kind of representing him and, you know, handling everything, so that I was supposed to give you the footage, I was supposed to get paid by you and all that, you know? So that's what I was...
I can see that. But my point is, and like, the only reason I got upset and got involved even talking to you right now is because, you know, you asked if you could do a track, and Shiloh didn't want to let you do it, and I convinced him to let you do it. Well, I took him up to the side and went, yo, dude, let him do a track, why not?
That was a big problem, all you had to say was no. See, it seemed like you guys needed some time filled, so I stepped up and was like, yo, I got some tracks, no problem.
Did you notice that I controlled the mic most of the time and I hyped the crowd most of the time because Shiloh didn't seem to want to do that?
Yeah, he was kind of... I think he was so, like, excited and overwhelmed, you know, that he didn't really focus on that. And that's why, you know, it's good to have two of you guys up there so that, you know, he can be doing his thing and then one of you guys can be crowd control or whatever. And that's kind of what
which is why I did the Cypher thing and which is why I let you get up there and do a track, you know? But then, like I said, you know, you did a second track without even letting anybody know, and it just threw me off. I was just like, what is that about?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, you guys could have said something just as easily. I didn't think it was a big deal. You know, he was there selling CDs to kids, so I was playing some background music, basically.
Yeah, I may agree. But, I mean, it wasn't really a big deal to me. It just kind of threw me off that, like, you know, you were talking to me, and it's Shiloh's show, and I'm trying to kind of run stuff for him, but yet you're kind of doing something that Shiloh doesn't agree with, and he doesn't have the balls to say anything to you, and I don't want to because I don't want to start shit, which could have happened anyway. So.
Well, no, I mean, you guys would have said, hey, you know, that's enough. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like I said, I'm fucking laid back. Dude, I don't get involved in this fucking rap beef bullshit. We're all trying to do the same thing. We should all be fucking working together. That's what it comes down to, you know?
I'll explain to you, as far as my music loop, I'm more underground than anybody you've ever met. Shiloh has no idea. I mean, Shiloh doesn't even know anything about hip-hop compared to me. I listen to, fucking everything from KRS-One to Living Legends to A Tribe Called Quest to Common Market, Soul Position. I mean, dude, I listen to bands from Germany and the UK. I'm actually working on a project with a producer out of Belgium right now. So, I mean, you know, I'm way underground. I don't give a fuck about any of... I don't even like using the word hip-hop because people think Lil Wayne is hip-hop.
Oh, right? God, that's horrible. That's kind of my whole thing with not wanting to call it rap. I always assume that people thought rap was like Lil Wayne and that kind of shit, so I went with hip-hop. That's, I don't know, maybe experimental would be the better phrase for it.
I call my shit like positive vibes and jazz influenced soul hip hop.
Jazz, you know, yeah, shit. I've been seeing that. But like, what's your problem with Montana? Like, you said earlier, you just hated it. Like, is it the scene here or lack thereof, or like, what's
the drama? It's the drama. You guys like try to, or not you guys, I guess, but the artists here try to build the scene, and yet it's always full of hate and diss tracks. And I don't even believe. I mean, fuck, KRS-One did one a long, long time ago, but he's regretted it ever since.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the same thing. Kids see that with, like, Eminem and, fuck, the whole list of people he's had, you know, diss tracks. So they're like, oh, that's what we have to do to make it. And then so they do that, and they follow that, and they don't understand, like, in a town like this, or pretty much anywhere else, like, you can't do that shit, you know? It's not going to get notoriety. It's not going to get your name out there. It's just going to make people fucking hate you. And that's...
How about this? I just came up with an idea. I got to get off the phone, but I just came up with an idea. Right. You said your podcast is when tomorrow?
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So if it's Montana time, 8 o'clock.
For sure. Well, I'm driving back to Washington, so hopefully if I make it there by time, I'll call in and we'll just talk about the current state of hip-hop.
Yeah, for sure, man. That'd be cool. Definitely.
All right, for sure.
All right. Well, like have a safe drive, man.
No problems with you. And I do want to apologize for coming off abrasively, you know.
No, yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, no, like I said, I don't hold a grudge or nothing. I just I felt attacked, and that's kind of what happened. So it's all good, though, man. Don't even stress it. I'm not. So. All right. Well, all right, cool. Have a safe drive, man.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.